Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has launched something it's calling Apple Music TV. It's a 24-hour stream of music videos and music-related content, similar to the original idea of MTV. Apple Music TV will include new music videos and premieres, special curated music video blocks, and live shows and events, as well as chart countdowns and various special guests. Apple Music TV premiered on Monday morning with a countdown of the top 100 all-time most streamed songs in the U.S. on Apple Music. On Thursday, it will celebrate the upcoming release of Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You album with a quote, "All-day Bruce takeover." The concept of a 24-hour music video TV channel was, of course, pioneered by MTV. Since then, both YouTube and Vevo have become popular places to watch music videos. But Apple will have the benefit of offering original content in the form of concert footage, interviews, and documentaries. And Apple also likely hopes that bridging Apple Music and Apple TV will increase cross-exposure between audiences of each service. As of right now, Apple Music TV is only available in the United States, and you can find it in the Browse tab of the Apple Music app and the Apple TV app. In other news, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo estimates that iPhone 12 pre-orders are more than twice the level of iPhone 11 last year. He says that pre-orders reached somewhere in the 1.7 million to 2 million unit range within the first 24 hours, compared to the 500,000 to 800,000 range with the iPhone 11. For comparison's sake, Kuo says that the first 24 hours of iPhone 6 pre-orders were around 4 million units. But this year, only two of the four iPhone 12 models are yet available for pre-order. Pre-orders for the iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 Pro Max don't officially open until November 6th, and some buyers are obviously waiting until then to upgrade or buy a new device. In terms of the split between the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro, Kuo estimates that demand for the more expensive model is higher than anticipated. In fact, the standard iPhone 12 was expected to be the most popular of the two, but early signs are that the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro pre-orders are split equally between them. And looking ahead to when all four models are available, Kuo predicts that the iPhone 12 mini will account for around 10% of orders, followed by the iPhone 12 at 30%, the iPhone 12 Pro also at 30%, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max at 15%. Kuo believes that demand for the iPhone 12 mini will be hit by the fact that it does not support dual SIMs, which are popular in China. Additionally, demand for small screen phones is low in China to begin with, so the combination of the factors will limit sales. Apple itself no longer reports unit sales for the iPhone, so supply chain estimates from analysts such as Kuo are our best indication of numbers, even though they might not be 100% accurate. We are sponsored this week by Raptic and its new line of iPhone 12 cases. The last thing you want to do with your new iPhone 12 is drop it or break it. That's where the Raptic Shield cases come in. The Raptic Shield iPhone 12 cases are tested to meet and exceed military drop test standards. You'll find an enhanced machined aluminum exterior frame paired with a soft rubber bumper and a honeycomb interior for the best drop protection possible. In terms of design, the Raptic Shield cases feature an anodized aluminum frame available in red, black, blue, or iridescent, and a user-friendly one-piece construction. The Raptic Shield iPhone 12 cases are compatible with all Qi wireless chargers, and they're available for the iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Pro Max, iPhone 12, and iPhone 12 mini for $29.99. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can get an exclusive 20% off with code 9TO5MACIP12 at the link in the show notes below. Ahead of the first orders arriving to customers on Friday, early reviews of the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro have hit the web. These reviews offer our first look at the iPhone 12 in the wild, including details on 5G support, new camera hardware, and more. One of the more interesting tidbits of these reviews is seeing how vastly different 5G performance can vary based on carrier and location. The review from the Wall Street Journal even says that you shouldn't consider the iPhone 12 just for its 5G support, but rather for the, quote, best design in years and a great set of cameras. Interestingly, The Verge review says that 5G on the iPhone 12 actually performs better than competing Android devices in certain scenarios. The review says that the iPhone 12 does get hot to the touch when running on millimeter wave 5G, and that it does impact battery life significantly if you overuse it, but that Apple is doing a lot of work under the hood in iOS to tweak and improve the 5G experience. And of course, 5G will only get better over time, and many of these early inconsistencies are just growing pains. Carriers and Apple are betting that as the networks expand and the phones get into more hands, we'll see apps and services that can take advantage of the higher speeds. Another common theme is that the upgrade from the iPhone 11 to the iPhone 12 is vastly bigger than the upgrade from the iPhone 11 Pro to the iPhone 12 Pro. The iPhone 12 is 11% thinner and 16% lighter than the iPhone 11, and it adds an OLED screen for the first time, which is a notable enhancement over the LCD screen used in the iPhone 11. So the general consensus in these reviews seems to be that for most people, the iPhone 12 is the best option, offering an OLED screen, camera upgrades, and an all-new design. Many reviewers found that the iPhone 12 Pro appears to struggle to justify its $200 price premium, and in fact, some reviewers even liked the aluminum design of the iPhone 12 better than the stainless steel design of the iPhone 12 Pro. You can find our full review roundup of the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and MagSafe accessories at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.